Recording. Should I get rid of my Jolly Rancher?
You probably should get rid of your Jolly Rancher.
Excuse me again.
Homeroom has begun.
It has.
Welcome to Homeroom, the only show where I make Quinn spit out his jawbreaker to record it.
It was a Jolly Rancher.
Oh, actually. Sorry. I'm sorry. No, it's okay. I'm so sorry. I'm it's so okay. sorry. It was it's a Jolly okay. Rancher. I'm so wrong.
I forgive you. It's okay.
Quinlan.
Yeah.
This podcast is going to actually have a little bit of girth. No. It's gonna have a little bit of substance to it.
Yes, that okay. makes a lot better okay. sense.
I'm looking at it to see if it says write error and making sure that it doesn't just stop recording, so I have to record the intro again. So,
are we good though?
I think we're fine right now.
Okay, good.
So I think it's gonna be all right.
Yeah. Yay!
So this one actually has a little bit of substance to it. Uh-huh. I have been watching late night TV clips.
Oh.
You know, late night.
Yeah.
Your Jimmy Fallon.
Fallon and Conan O'Brien, something.
Conan O'Brien, Jimmy Fallon, Conan O'Brien, Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, I've heard of Jimmy Kimmel.
Stephen Colbert.
So. Do you know the Rizzler was on Jimmy Fallon?
He was on Jimmy
Isn't
Fallon.
Isn't that crazy?
I paid attention to that.
I did too.
Also, this episode might be banked for years.
For years to come?
Years to come. I might just have this just in case if I need to release one later.
Yeah.
So don't bring up anything current events. Anywho.
Oh, because the current events will not
honestly, you can bring up things here.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter. So.
Yeah. Well, that's not even current now, though.
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah. I just said it to
Yeah, skate. I know. So. I've been watching clips.
Yes.
From Stephen Colbert.
Mm-hmm.
And Stephen Colbert has a bit that he does, a running bit with several guests, and it's called the Colbert Questionnaire.
Oh, that's a cool name.
Yeah, and he spells questionnaire with a T. It's funny because Colbert spelled with a T.
How is Colbert spelled with a T?
Colbert.
There ain't no T there, buddy. Sound it out. Colbert.
Colbert.
Is that actually how it's...
Colbert.
Colbert.
No, it's just Colbert. But
that's a stupid
The Colbert Questionnaire.
Uh-huh.
List of questions that...
That's bad.
List of questions that Stephen Colbert has asked many, many guests.
Uh-huh.
And I'm gonna pose these questions to you.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Yes.
That's what it is. So,
okay.
Begin. So,
begin.
Are you prepared to take the Colbert Questionnaire?
Yes.
Okay.
Was that question one?
No.
Okay.
I mean, that's just what... That's how it always begins.
Okay. Okay.
What is the best sandwich?
Oh, my God.
See, it's real, real hard-hitting questions.
There are so many options.
There are a lot of sandwiches.
You know what? I'm going to go for nostalgia factor.
Okay.
I'm going a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
That's a great answer, and I respect you greatly for it.
Thank you.
What is the scariest animal?
Obviously not a kangaroo.
I keep bringing that up whenever we're talking about which animals you could beat in a fight. I go, Quinlan thinks he can beat a kangaroo.
Because I could.
And then everyone in the room goes, no, he couldn't.
Yes, I could. They don't know my power. I could flip up a kangaroo.
You could not flip up a kangaroo.
Yes, I could.
They're unflippable.
I would. Okay, realistically, what animal would be the hardest to kill?
No, that's not the question.
Oh, what's the... What's the question? I forgot.
The question is, what is the scariest animal?
Oh. Scariest animal.
Mm-hmm. Scariest.
Like, I'm going, like, if...
If it were in the room with you, you would be the most terrified.
Probably, like a polar bear.
That's a good answer.
Yeah. Like, oh, something yeah. that's just, like, so big and scary.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, because there's that one saying, it's like...
If it's brown, lie down. If it's black, fight
attack.
Back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then if it's white,
good night.
Yeah, because you will die. Because
you're going to die.
It's so polar probably bear. Polar bear.
Yeah, that's a good answer. That's a solid one. Not like a spidey.
No, spidey. If I saw a spider, I would crush it under my big hand.
Like if it were like a tarantula?
Yes.
With your hand?
Well, I mean, if there's something else, I would crush it with that other thing.
Okay. Yeah, I guess so. Apples or oranges?
I'm a firm apple guy.
Respect. Is it even close?
I mean, it's kind of close. There's more labor with an orange.
That's true. Like, there is more labor.
Yeah, I like to pick something up and go. And also, I mean, clementines, an orange.
I think right? that counts. That's a
like I like clementines
orange.
More than apples, but I like
really
apples more than most oranges.
Okay.
So probably still that. Apples. Probably just by like apples. An average.
Yeah. taking the average of both the scores of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever asked someone for their autograph?
I think so. I think we were little kids and we went to the dome.
The Dakota Dome?
Yes. And it was, I think it was the Dakota Dome, and it was an inside football game.
Mm-hmm. They have those.
Yeah. And then I.
Did you get a signature from the Coyote?
Yes, I did.
Did you actually? Like, yes. The Coyote?
The Coyote. Because he was taking pictures, and I was a little child. There's probably a picture somewhere with little me and the Coyote.
Really?
Yes. And I was like, can you sign it? And he signed it.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's incredible. I don't know if this is an industry secret.
Uh-huh.
But Mr. Rowdy Heggy was that Coyote for several years, maybe.
What?
Yeah. Are so he definitely did not real? Sign your thing.
No, because I was a little guy.
Yeah, but he was him.
How do you apply for that?
I don't know how he got it.
He was... That's crazy.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't him. It was an actual coyote, actually. That's what's in there.
It's an actual coyote under the thing?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
How is he that? That's crazy. I've known a mascot.
Yeah, you have. Anywho, that's cool. That's the only person you ever cool asked fact. For an autograph?
I think so.
Sweet. What?
Like when you have to get like a parent permission slip, technically, you're asking for an autograph.
Technically, yeah. Do you think that... Oh, this is the next question. What do you think happens when we die?
Now that's crazy.
Yeah. We're really going there.
And going to a very religious school.
Yeah.
Okay. If y'all hear this, you hate me, don't. I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know.
That's... the most neutral stance you could take, and yes. Some people are going to hate you for it.
That's because I actually don't know, you know?
I respect that.
If there was, for me, like 100% proof that something did happen, I'd believe that.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, there's not 100% proof, so
yeah.
I'll never know until the day comes.
Which will be far in the future, hopefully.
Possibly. Yes, hopefully. Possibly. I die when I'm like 142.
I do not want to live to 100.
I want to live to be the oldest person. I'm just like a... basically a skeleton in a wheelchair. Raisin. Yes. I'm like a raisin just sitting in a wheelchair.
Chocolate.
Yeah, I'm like, get me another beer. I'm going to be like,
grab me another beer.
I'm going to be like 180.
I love so much whenever you see videos of, I'm going to talk about this if I ever do a stand-up routine.
Uh-huh.
I love how if you see videos of old people who are like record-breaking old, they're always just like, wow, you're the oldest person living right now. What secrets do you have? And they're like, I smoke 7 packs a day.
Yeah, it's like, I drink a liter of Coke.
Yeah, I drink seven. I drink 7 Mr. Pibbs with every single one of my ordinances.
Yeah, and you're like, what? How have you lived exactly. This long?
It's all just luck.
Yes.
Like, what do you do to maintain? What do you do to maintain this physique? And they're just like, I stand sometimes.
Yeah, I put a couple marshmallows in the microwave and watch yeah, them straight explode. Up. And you're like, what are you? They're like, that's just a pastime.
What do you eat for dinner? I just burn some marshmallows and put them in my ears.
Yeah. And it works.
And it works. I don't get that hungry.
No, it's like, yeah, they, I mean, and you have seen, like, there is a couple where they're like super old and they're like, yeah, I've just been like walking every day. And they're like the most agile person you've seen, but they're like 112 and you're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Like a couple of them are just like in good shape and they've just.
I just walk everywhere and I moisturize.
Yeah. But then
I thought you were 60.
Yeah. You know? You're 112.
You're 174.
That's crazy.
Oh my God.
And yeah, the other ones are just like, yeah, I drink motor oil.
I drink mortar oil.
I drink mortar oil.
I drink me some mortar oil.
Yeah. You're really good for your stomach.
Real good for the liver.
For the liver, oh yeah.
Yeah. They're like, you ever do anything dangerous? Like, I tried to jump the Caspian Sea on my motorcycle. They're just like, what? Like, how are you alive?
What?
That's always the fluke.
Yeah.
I saw one video where it was like, making breakfast for my 100-year-old grandfather, and it's like one of those top-down view, like how I do this thing.
Yeah.
And I think, what was it? She put like 3 hot dogs and Like, and three packs of individual Swiss rolls. So, like, six Swiss rolls, and then poured a glass of Dr. Pepper. No, and then it was, and then it was like three Oreos, and there were like two vanilla Oreos and one normal Oreo.
Oh my god.
That's what bro eats for breakfast.
There's so many forever chemicals in that. That's how he lives forever. The forever chemicals.
He's like 94 and he eats Oreos, wieners, and Swiss rolls for breakfast with a glass of Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, and then another glass of Red 40. You're like, oh my god, how are you doing this?
I love those so much.
Oh yeah.
They're all just like, yeah, I'm here. I don't want to be, but I am.
Yeah, one time I ate a whole piano.
<You're> like, the, you know that guy who eats like planes?
Yes.
He's like, eats, what? He's going to live to 140.
Yes, he is.
Because like, his insides are going
to
be metal.
Yes. They've been like torn up so much, nothing bad can happen to him.
I don't know how that... does that just guy just like slice it up and just eat a piece of metal?
I think so.
That's stupid.
That's so dumb.
He ate like a shopping cart?
Yeah. Okay. If you're going to say you're going to eat a shopping cart, eat a shopping cart. You're cutting it up? That's cheating. You could eat anything. You could eat anything if you cut it up small enough.
I still think it's a feat.
No, it's not. I could eat a shopping cart, giving me enough time.
Is that a bet?
If you give me a shopping cart cut up into eatable pieces, I will eat it.
You want it? Okay, but like, you know, you could shave it up and like put it on your cereal. Then it's just a little bit more iron on your cereal.
Yeah, but that would take years. What do you do with the plastic?
That's a good point. You shave it up and melt it and put it in your soup.
Yeah, what about the rubber wheels?
Eat them whole.
Yeah, like a donut.
yeah, exactly.
Big chunks out of it.
So, we got there from What Do You Think Happens When You Die. What's your favorite action?
That's crazy.
What's your favorite action movie?
Well, first off, I'm not a big movie guy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really like movies.
What's your favorite movie?
Aladdin.
Oh, yeah.
The original Aladdin.
That's an action movie.
Is it?
No.
Okay.
But like, it could be considered the first opening scene of him singing and stealing bread. That's action.
That's true. And then when they go, rowdy ba ba ba,
holly up my wall.
Yeah, that's action.
Yeah.
Maybe.
He gets some action with Jasmine.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I've definitely watched a Fast and Furious movie. I don't know which one it was, but it was good, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It was good, I think.
Yeah, it was like all right.
Window or aisle?
Window.
Mm.
Well, okay. First off, is it a 1-2-3 seat or 1-2 seat?
I'm assuming 1-2-3.
Okay, 1-2-3.
Because like this question is asked to people.
Is it with my family or random people?
Airplane, I think.
What?
I'm assuming because the question window or aisle is often used.
Wait, what did I say?
You just said, is it with my family or random people? And I just said airplane.
Oh, okay. I thought.
So, like, I don't know. Have you been an airplane passenger? So, oh, yeah, because you go to, like, freaking New Hampshire.
Yeah, I've been it several times.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if I'm sitting with my brother and Liam, I don't care where I sit.
Your brother and Liam?
I meant my mother and Liam.
Oh, your mother and Liam.
Yes. But if it's by random people, I'm always taking window seat. Because then if they want to get out, I have to get up. I ain't doing all that. And I will never get up on a plane. I'd rather poop my pants.
Really?
They get up on a plane. Well, realistically, if the time came, I'd get up. But it's just so awkward because you're like, can you move? And you're in this like bus, like 20,000 feet in the air.
Yeah.
And so like turbulence hits any time they're going in the roof or whatever.
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah.
What's your favorite smell?
That's such an odd question.
What is your favorite smell?
I know it. It's like when you're outside and it's really, really cold. And it's like the smell of just cold.
Smell of cold.
Yeah. The Walt's back freezer also has that smell of cold. And
there you go.
It's good.
I like that.
It's good.
What's your least favorite smell? I'm not asking that just as a fly thing. That's the next question on this.
What would be my least favorite smell?
Keeping in all this silence, so it's just like you thinking.
I don't know, probably poop.
Poop?
Someone else's poop.
You can't tell me that poop doesn't smell the worst thing. I'm not defending poop.
Yeah, do you like the smell of poop or something?
I don't say that it's the worst thing.
What do you think the worst thing is?
I don't know, I'll answer these questions later.
Oh, that's a good question. Good point, my bad.
That's a great question, really.
I don't know, I mean, I haven't smelled that many bad things that come to mind. Like, if I think of a bad smell, I think of poop.
Okay. I mean, okay. That's fine.
Yeah, I don't know what else is bad.
What's your earliest memory?
I was in preschool. And, well, no, it was like, yeah, basically preschool. It was like a daycare. Uh-huh. I was probably four. And I was playing dinos with this girl. It was really fun. And I was the papa dino, and she was the mama dino. We had a bunch of little baby dinos.
That's adorable. Mm-hmm. Were you the dinosaurs, or did you have, like, little figurines?
We were the dinosaurs. Yeah, really? We had, like, a dino family.
That's incredible.
Ain't that sick?
Were there any, like, actual other preschoolers playing children? Or did you just...
No, it was just... It was me and her. And, well, like, we would play the dinos, and when the kids would talk, we would play the kids as well.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
It was like a play.
That's incredible.
But, yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Cats or dogs?
Cats. And I know I'm going to get, like, crucified for that answer. But... I don't know. Dogs are too much, like, they're so up in your face all excited. A cat's just, like, chilling there.
Do you like my cats even though they hate you?
Yes. Yeah, they hate me. Like, they attack me, basically. I'll pick them up, and they'll attack me. I'm like, I hate you, but I'll still love you. I don't know. They're so fluffy and cute, and dogs are just like... and, like, they're licking your face. I'm like, get out of here. Please.
Okay, you only get one song to listen to for the rest of your life. What is it? Not like the song is consistently playing. Like you, whenever you go to
listen, this is the only song I could ever listen.
Whenever you go to listen to a song, it is just this one song.
I have no idea. I don't even know where to start.
Is it or is it not? Heaven Knows I'm Miserable Now by The Smiths.
That's a really good song. But if that was the only song I could ever play, I would definitely get tired of it.
Would you? Okay.
However, I don't know. That's so difficult. There's so many songs.
I know.
I don't know. I'm going with, and this is just because this is a song I like right now, A Girl from Ipanema.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love it.
It's just a song I like right now.
What number am I thinking of?
18.
Nope. Describe the rest of
your life. I don't get to know the answer?
No.
What if I got it right? What if you told me?
I would have told you, yeah.
Is there a predetermined answer?
No, I just thought of a number.
Oh, God dang it. I missed my one shot.
You didn't get it right.
Okay, next question.
Stephen Colbert also does that same thing.
It's messed up.
Just describe the rest of your life in 5 words.
I don't know.
That's 3.
Good music. I don't know good music.
I don't know good music?
Yeah.
Come on, you got a better answer than that. The rest of your life in 5 words.
I'd want to say fun, okay. Happy, 2. Family, mm-hmm. Friends, mm-hmm. What would be the last thing?
I don't know. Fun, happy, family, friends.
Music.
Music.
Yeah.
Yay.
All 5 things that I love.
Congratulations. You are known. That's the end of it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You are known.
I contemplated just making that one episode and having me doing it another episode, but we only have like 12 more minutes of recording time. So do you want to just ask me the questions and we'll do it in the same episode?
Yes. Okay. This is the Colbert questionnaire.
Yes. I am ready to do the Colbert questionnaire.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You ready?
I am ready.
You best be.
I'm prepared.
What is the best sandwich?
Peanut butter and jelly. I agree with you.
Good man.
I think you can't go wrong.
Exactly. And it's so good.
Yeah, it's
very good. But are you a crust guy or no crust guy?
I really don't care.
Okay, good.
Honestly,
good.
I would say that crust is...
It's only beneficial in my house.
I was always told that it made me whistle better if I ate crust.
What?
That was just a way of getting you to eat your crust.
My
grandpa could never whistle and I always ate my crust.
You want to know what my grandpa said so I wouldn't drink coffee?
What?
He said my toes would shrivel and turn black.
Really?
Yes, he said I wouldn't grow.
I was always taught that drinking coffee at a young age would like stunt your growth and
yeah,
you wouldn't
get
taller.
He would say that too, but he also said that my...
And we made that joke because Lane always drank coffee and he was always short.
Oh, and he's still kind of short.
He is still kind of short, so... Yeah. I guess it was the coffee. Yeah.
Piece of crap.
It was the coffee.
What is the scariest animal?
I think the scariest animal is a hippopotamus.
That's a good animal. Well, what? That is a not good
like,
answer.
Not like Mudang.
Yeah, Mudang. Well, okay.
But like an adult hippopotamus.
Can I question you this?
Yeah.
Do you think a rhino would be more scary than a hippopotamus?
No.
Really?
I think it would be near equal. Yeah. But I think a hippopotamus is scarier.
It slightly takes
Have
the
you seen
cake.
The inside of a mouth of a hippopotamus?
It's like an endless hole.
Yeah, it's terrifying. It looks like a friggin'
penguin. Yeah, and you've seen
mouth.
Them just crush watermelon yeah. with one swift
They're so
blow.
Scary. If a,
Imagine
if,
that was your head.
If a hippopotamus was just like sitting in a room with me, I'd be terrified.
More unless than it was like, Mudang.
Unless it was Mudang. I would be very happy if it were
yeah,
Mudang.
Yeah, if that was Mudang, I'd
Although
slap
Although Mudang
him.
Predicted the election.
Did he?
Correctly.
Oh, my God.
She did. She did indeed.
Good job.
Good job. You can't see the face they're making. It could be positive. It could be negative.
Yeah. You don't know the connotation of faces when you can't see them.
Exactly.
Apples or oranges?
Apples, 100%.
Yeah, that's good, man.
I don't think that clementines are better than apples.
Really?
I think apples are just better.
I don't know.
Well, I will enjoy a good halo when I have the chance.
A good halo.
You know? I will enjoy. But, you know.
What's your favorite color apple?
Just a red one.
Really?
I think a Honeycrisp apple is
perfect. I think I'm in the minority here.
You say
I
green
like,
apple?
I'm a green apple guy.
Really? Like a Granny Smith?
Yeah.
There are a lot of different kinds of apples.
The good sour tartness is
I think that
very yummy.
I'm never like a massive fan of oranges except for... One time at the Damn Shack, when you work at the Damn Shack, love the Damn Shack to death.
Yeah.
I love the Damn Shack so much. Come on down. We open on May 1st, 2025.
Heck yeah.
Thursday through Sunday, 11 to 8. I love the Damn Shack so much.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, when you work at the Damn Shack and you only have Shack food, you will die for anything that's not fried.
Yeah, you will yearn like, for something
Yeah, it's
that's
like
organic.
Going through the desert, like, yeah. and you're like, oh, give me the fruit.
Oh, please.
Oh, my God. So, like, one morning, Connor, Tar, and I were making breakfast, and he brought along a couple oranges, and that was the best thing I've ever had.
You were like, oh,
at a moment.
My God.
And it was only because I just was at the shack, and it had been, like, a whole week of me working, like, double shifts, like, 12 hours.
So that's, like, all you were eating.
Yeah, and I was, like, only eating, like, chicken strips.
Yeah.
And, like,
And you had
dish.
That orange, and you were like...
And I had the orange,
oh.
and I was like...
Oh,
organic.
My God. Organic.
Yeah, but apples.
Yes, but apples. That's the way to go. Have you ever asked someone for their autograph?
Yeah. I was talking about this the other day.
Uh-huh.
That I met Quinn and I. My
uh-huh.
sister.
Yes, not me.
Sister Quinn, not a nun.
Yes.
We met Clyde and Gracie Lawrence of Lawrence. Fame of the Lawrence band. You don't know Lawrence.
No, I haven't.
They opened for John Bellion when we saw him. And now they're doing pretty well. Like I think they're on the up and up.
Yeah.
I think they are. They were pretty good. And they signed a shirt.
For and you were
me.
Like, thank you.
And I said, thank you very much. I like your shirt a lot.
What'd they say?
He's like, thanks, dog.
Thanks, gang.
Because Clyde Lawrence always wore like silly shirts. And he had one with, like, Looney Tunes characters on it.
Oh, you're like, I like that.
Yeah, and I was like, that's a great shirt. And he was like, thanks, dude. And I was like, yeah. They're very short. He was, like, 5'2".
What?
No, he's, like, 5'4", probably, because they're from New York. He's, like, 5'4". She was, like, 4'11".
Those are some short people.
Yeah, they're pretty short. And I was, like, 2018, I was how old?
A little baby.
I was 6 years younger, so I was, like, 12.
Uh-huh.
So I was, like, short, and I was, like, as tall as him.
You're like, eee.
I was like, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so I asked
Anybody
for their
else?
Autograph. I don't think I've asked for anyone else's autograph. Jokingly, I have.
Yeah.
Like, give me your, at the Damn Fish Shack, mm-hmm. I've asked for many people's autographs.
Like,
can
customers?
Can I get your damn autograph, sir? For, like, signature on their receipt.
Oh, can I get your damn? And they're like, yeah.
Yeah, and they're like,
you said damn, yeah.
Exactly, yeah. Got that, I stole that joke from Rowdy, and now everyone at the shack uses it.
He really is a...
He is an originator of jokes.
I was thinking of somewhere.
It's trendsetter.
There you go. Well, that's not what I was thinking of. But favorite action movie.
Favorite action movie. I don't watch action.
Yeah. But if you had to pick one, if you ever watched one.
I don't know if I've watched an action
Any
movie.
Any action movie?
I'm not sure if I
Jumanji.
Have.
Jumanji.
I think I've seen the new Jumanji.
That's your answer.
And I haven't. That has to be my favorite.
Well, you said you haven't watched
Inside Out.
Either.
What an action movie. I don't. Tarzan's not an action movie.
No. I mean, he swings.
I don't know about like a specific action movie, you know?
Yeah.
Let me Google.
Like James Bond.
James Bond. Kingsman was good.
That's an action movie I've
That's
heard.
An action. That is an action movie I have heard.
Don't they have suitcase guns?
I watched it a long time ago.
I feel like they had suitcase guns.
Twisters. I've heard Twisters is great, and I think it's stupid.
You could just do that in real life if you think it's so cool.
Yeah, we have tornadoes. That's fine. Exactly. I haven't seen action movies.
Any Fast and Furious?
I've never seen a Fast and Furious movie. Don't they just drive cars? Don't they just drive cars?
Yeah, they drive cars and they have family.
Yeah, Kingsman. Kingsman was cool.
So then,
I watched it when I was way too young, and my uncle was like, "It's PG-13."
Oh,
the amount of F bombs that they drop in that movie.
Wait, I feel like everybody has an uncle like that.
It is not. He's not even that uncle.
Really?
No.
He was just like he's just
the
doing
kind
it in good
that
faith.
Knows how to pirate movies.
Oh, I got you. He's like, yeah, this is a good one.
He's like,
your
it's PG-13, and then when we watched it, we got done watching like the church scene where he like kills 1,000 people,
and you're like,
and it's like a whole. It's so cool.
Uh huh.
And there's so much blood.
And
like
you
shoves
like,
a broomstick through somebody's like chin.
Were you scared?
And I was just like,
"You're like what?
Shocked."
And did you think it happened in real life?
No, I didn't. I was old enough to not think that. But he was like, "It's PG-13," and then we got watched that, and we were like,
"It's not PG-13."
That was not
PG.
There's no way.
Damn,
we were already
not.
Suspicious to that point because there were so many F bombs and so many murders.
You're already suspicious.
But we watched that crazy scene.
And you're like,
you need to watch that scene. That scene is wild.
Is it?
I cannot say that scene, that do not go watch that scene because it is rated R and it is not good.
Yeah, unless you are a person that is.
Unless you are a person of age that can watch it and do not go to Crofton High School.
Yeah.
I mean, you should watch it.
Yeah. window or aisle seat?
I do not remember going on a plane.
You have been on one?
I've been on one when I was like 2.
Oh.
And we went to like Indiana.
Well, so let's say bus then. If
I think
be on
bus. I think I. Oh, it depends on the circumstance. If
exactly.
There's like, if they're. Grant and I are eternal bus buddies.
Uh huh.
And we've been bus buddies since born.
Yeah, since you were born.
Since birth. And we.
Since birth.
And we kind of switch out window and aisle every now and then. So
yeah.
It's. We do it a lot. I think aisle, though.
Yeah.
Edges out.
You think you prefer?
I think a little aisle. Bit. I prefer I aisle. You.
Favorite smell?
Freshly popped popcorn.
Oh,
from Ginger.
Yeah. You're a loving popcorn guy.
Oh, dude. I think I've been, like, I've been raised to love popcorn.
Popcorn's
I love it so
okay.
much.
Least favorite smell?
I don't know. I think, like, vomit.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah, that's what Grant said when I asked him these questions.
I think that's a good one.
I think vomit's a good answer.
Earliest memory.
My earliest memory is waiting at my door at my 3rd birthday party, waiting for Grant to show up.
Oh, and you
and
were
I was
hyped.
Like dancing at the door.
Oh, you're like, so excited?
Yeah.
3rd grade?
3-year-old.
3-year-old. I thought you had 3rd grade. And I was like, what?
My 3rd grade birthday party.
I was like, that's crazy. That's your first memory?
Nope.
Okay, I'm
glad.
Yeah,
that's my first memory.
Cats or dogs?
Dogs. Anything but my cats. I don't like my
cats.
Oh,
yeah, that's true. You hate your cats.
Yeah.
You only get one song to listen to the rest of your life. What is it?
I think right now.
Yes.
I would listen to Postcards from Italy by Beirut.
Oh, yeah, because you were talking about
that.
You loved this song.
I am obsessed with that song. And I've listened to it so many times, and I haven't gotten.
What number am I thinking of?
What?
What number am I thinking of?
2.
No. Describe the rest of your life in 5 words.
I think the rest of my life
That's
in
more than
5 words.
Okay.
Just want to be happy.
Yay! Happy! What'd you say at the end?
You have a good day?
No, Colbert.
Oh, congratulations, you are known.
Congratulations, you are known, gang. I dapped them up. You could not see it.
Thank you. I think homeroom is over.
I think it's over.
Thank you all for listening to Homeroom.
Thank you, gang.
You can catch me on Instagram at Jack Schieffer or TikTok or Twitter at Jack Schieffer. You can catch Quinlan at his house if you want to. Quinlan, is there a quote of the day or anything?
Live life to how you want to live it and be happy.
Thank you, Stephen Colbert, writing team.
Yeah, I guess. Shout out. Don't sue us.
Thank you for listening to Homeroom.
Yeah.
We'll see you next Homeroom.
Yeah.
Have a good day. Boom.